Lake Effect returns on WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich.
And I'm Bonnie North. Fashion designer Timothy Westbrook has always focused on sustainability. Creating a low environmental impact is one of his priorities, and it's front and center in his new collaboration with DanceWorks Performance Company.
Westbrook's costumes for DanceWorks' upcoming dance fashion show and concert, Paleontology of a Woman, are created out of repurposed and recycled materials and made without using electricity. Black plastic garbage bags, acetate cassette tape, and older costumes all make an appearance in what both Westbrook and DanceWorks artistic director Danny Kipper call a tongue-in-cheek approach.
This is the first time Kipper and Westbrook have worked together, and they join me in the studio now. Welcome to Lake Effect. It is a pleasure to have you both here.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you.
So tell me about this performance, Paleontology of a Woman, starting with a title.
It's a collaboration between DanceWorks Performance Company and Timothy Westbrook, and it was his original title and idea.
Also, our third collaborator is Alan Russell, who's doing the original composition and bringing in his team, the Tontine Ensemble. So a lot of the ideas came from bouncing off of different beginnings. And when I was at my very first Fashion Week in New York City in 2008, I saw these just skinny models on these beautiful like green chiffon dresses just sort of draped over their skeletons. And I just thought how funny it would be if they had giant dinosaur heads just walking towards us, and then playing with the words of how to put a title to this project that I did that was sort of a hipster dinosaur standing behind a museum curator with the, you know, terrible painting on the wall that's chipping and doing funny little hipster motions while the curator is being very clear about the Triceratops, you know, lived in the late Cretaceous period.
Giving that wonderfully and academic
yes,
lecture.
Yeah, well, they're like, do-do-do in the background. So what I'm really excited about, one of the things with this collaboration, is that we're really delving into those words, paleontology of a woman. And all of my previous projects have really skimmed the surface of how deep of a title that truly is and what that means. And so I think we are exploring much more in this the woman and gender and femininity, and I'm really, really excited that Danny has really run with it. And in terms of a collaboration, it's been really fabulous to see how much she's developed that idea. It's just been really wonderful to watch that entire process blossom and become a beautiful evolution of this like crazy idea that I had a few years ago.
You know? So what does the paleontology of a woman mean to you, Danny?
I mean, it's a heavy title. Mm. I mean, it means a lot, and it can go so many directions. So I spent a lot of time thinking about the many options. You know, do you go the sustainability route, which I'm sure Timothy will want to speak more to? Do you go the route of woman? What does it mean to be a woman specifically? We are made up, the company members, the dancers are made up almost entirely of women, but we do have two men dancing with us right now. So it became important to me, thinking about that, to not think so much about man-woman, but femininity versus – or I should erase the word femininity. I should say strength versus delicacy, you know, these sort of opposite ends of the spectrums, and then treating both genders, the men and the women in the company, equally, and what I ask them to do, what they embody is equal. And then,
that isn't always the case in dance. Mm-hmm. You know, coming from an audience perspective, oftentimes the women are expected to be soft and flowery and delicate, and the men are supposed to be strong and be able to lift and all of that stuff. And I always love it when that gets turned on its end. Mm-hmm. And you can see both sexes do what's not expected.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. It just felt really important. I also was very drawn to the idea of, you know, unearthing what is a woman, or in this case, what are humans, you know, and what passes on from one to the next. So I started thinking a lot about evolution. And then that's a huge topic again. So it's like these like massive topics. How can I even begin to tackle making a dance? So then I started thinking, well, in the construct of the dance, I can make the material. So I could be the seed or Eve, you know, the beginning. And then I could teach the dancers my seed material, and then they could make, we call them mutations, which basically it allows the movement material to evolve and change. And so while I'm, I guess, the choreographer of the evening, it's really collaborative inside the company, because each of the dancers, while they do my material, they also have their own evolved phrases that come from it. And to me, that's really important because it speaks to like what stuck out to them as a mover, and then they carried it forward in the same way that genetics and, you know, evolution works in a sense.
And like genetics and evolution, were there things that surprised you completely that you thought, I never thought that would come out?
Yeah, I mean, it was really strange. When I made the material, I guess I was going into these really deep, thoughtful, you know, heavy places. And so I go back to Timothy and I thank him for presenting such a complex title and such a complex idea, because I'm not sure I would have gone there on my own. And then when I saw the dancers do the material, I was like, whoa, this is really heavy.
It's even more so, yeah.
Right. Then It was like turned around and mirrored back to me. I remember I said to you, I was like, oh.
And Tim, for you to see it as it was evolving, mm-hmm. I mean, was it a surprise for you as well, what they came up with?
It was a really extraordinary experience. I'm really used to kind of taking the weight of telling the entire story by myself and having to do thought processes in areas that are not of my expertise. And I'm nervous that productions suffer for that. And to be able to see, yeah, the level of expertise and how that's blossoming with those concepts is really, really incredible. And I think more from my perspective of what I was watching when that was happening was we did a costume fitting of a piece that was meant to be a modern dance piece. And I asked all of the dancers to go upside down, do their comfortable movement. And then I switched into having them try on the quote fashion show pieces and didn't give them a direction, but they all went upside down anyway. So these things that weren't meant to stretch, they just were free with it. And, you know, we're really exploring the movement within these more static pieces there that you would expect just to be walking back and forth. And so I think it also really pushed the visuals for me and the lines and the dynamic quality of the clothing that I was making, how they were able to physically express those themes and then watching that take place in garments that you wouldn't expect to move in such a way. It was really breathtaking. It was a really breathtaking
experience. Does it make you approach designing clothing differently, having seen this?
I think it makes me approach wearing clothing differently.
Interesting.
I think, you know, it starts to have a bigger conversation, a much more philosophical conversation about movement and restrictions. And the dancers are so fearless. And I think that's really beautiful to watch. And there's sort of an essence of what Dani is talking about. She let herself go to this very heavy, heavy place and thinking very intellectually about her dance movement and just watching that. I think that's what really inspired me. The clothing, in terms of the clothing design, it's more just like I just want to make things for dancers now. I'm a figure skater, and so I just want to make stuff for figure skaters, and that's all. I mean, that's what's really – it's just motivated me to just dance and movement and that performance. Like that's where I want to be, and this really turned me on to that. So in terms of actual like design aesthetic, I can't really speak to that, but it's more like wanting to work within this space.
Well, those two things are married in a way that they weren't before.
Right.
Yeah.
The imagery that came to mind, partly because the restriction of high heels, you know, there's high heels. You can only walk a certain way when you're wearing heels. Well, we pushed those boundaries a little bit.
Did.
Timothy, of course, was like, you know, oh, you know, you should do this in high heels. So there are certain sections that the dancers are dancing really incredible.
Super incredible.
Yeah, like great extensions of legs, and Crystal does a cartwheel and, you
in
know.
High
but,
heels.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, fabulous. Unbelievable.
It's really beautiful and very, very physical. Mm. But that's a restriction. So, and then Timothy also presented the idea of the Victorian age, which corsets, you know, we know.
Yep.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So I just started thinking more and more about this restriction. And so I think not only in the movement vocabulary, like there's imposed restriction, even when we're just wearing, you know, stretchy fabrics that are very easy to move in, because that became very important, you know, to kind of impose this restriction, you know, in a concept in addition to movement.
Is this a collaboration that you two will engage in again?
I hope so.
So I'm nodding. People can see me nodding, right?
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Absolutely. Oh, this is – and even if it's just in personal work, and like I said, I really want to go into figure skating. Danny's not rid of me. We've said on several occasions that when we first met, we just fangirled over each other. And it's just been really lovely working with her and seeing her thought process. I think our brains work very similarly, which I don't mean to throw you under the bus and call you a crazy person, but – our brands work similarly. And I think in any aspect of my work, to be able to collaborate with Dani again and just instruct and learn from her, I think is really great.
Stop. it's actually – okay, so Project Runway, it just happens. Anyone that knows me knows that I don't watch television. Like, I don't. Except for two very isolated and bizarre choices, Project Runway, and I watch House Hunters International. I don't know why those two programs.
Oh, I'm with you on both of those. Yes. Yep. Well, and I don't even own a television, so there you go.
Oh, fabulous.
I guess I shouldn't say I don't know about both of them, because Project Runway, I've said this before, but I enjoyed watching it way before I knew Timothy because of the creative assignments that are given, and then you have to figure out inside the set of restrictions. You know, what's the problem solving? How do you find creativity out of it? And when I watched Timothy at the time, I knew he was from Milwaukee, so I paid special attention. But I watched with my daughters, and we talk about it, and we talk about, oh, that was, you know, a really inventive way. And I always thought that his choices were definitely, you know, a hard left instead of the straight ahead narrow pathway. And so I was really impressed by that from the get-go. And so as soon as I knew that Timothy and I would be able to work together, I thought, oh, this is so great, you know, because I know something about the kind of creative problem solving and the way he works. And it really, the feedback that he's brought to dance. So I don't need to get feedback on choreography from dancers, right? I can get feedback from anyone, my husband, who's a plumber. I could get it from Timothy, and he's been really specifically great at articulating and being an outside eye. So I'm not just seeing what I think I'm putting out there, but he's really true and honest about giving feedback.
This has fed both of you creatively.
Mm. Sure.
Mm-hmm. What can we expect in terms of length and all of that? Where is it? Where is it happening? All of those things.
Mm-hmm. The performance takes place at Next Act Theater. And the length of the show with an intermission is about 75 minutes. The first half of the concert is a music and dance concert with Timothy's work, of course, included. But then after the intermission, we go more into a fashion show feeling that includes, we didn't say this, four models that are from the Milwaukee area that Timothy has worked with before. And then we finish with a sort of culminating finale. So it's not your typical dance concert setup. It's definitely got some different elements, including the music and the fashion runway aspect.
And it's not just a fashion show either.
Right.
It's a mix of all of these things. Mm-hmm. Well, I can't thank you both enough for coming in, taking time out of tech to come talk with me. I wish you the best of luck with this and to many more collaborations to come.
Thank you
so much.
Paleontology of a Woman, the collaboration between Dani Kipper and DanceWorks Performance Company, fashion designer Timothy Westbrook and composer Alan Russell, opens tomorrow night at the Next Act Theater and runs through Saturday. There are photos and more information at wuwm.com/lakeeffect.
We all have pet peeves about most things. Well, coming up next, our dining contributor shares some of hers. Lake Effect returns in just a moment on Milwaukee Public Radio.